So, Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So we have just finished our retreat yesterday, and in this morning's class I want to give you a few helpful tips, so to say, how to maintain what you have gotten in your retreat. My morning class is really called Taking the Retreat Home. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Dimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivesesha Shunyavadi Askatyari Sadadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasari Go Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I personally am always very grateful when I find something in Krishna conscious philosophy which is both practical and deep. And it was not a... It took me quite a long time to understand what I personally consider the most important principle for practical life in Krishna consciousness. See, in our lives, we as human beings here in the world of birth and death, and the dash in between, have needs. I want to ask the Mahojwala, which I mean with, to give me the pen so that I can tell you what the dash is. 19. See, we are surrounded by eternity. But in this life, and we are eternal, but in this life, we are limited. For instance, in my case, My body was born in 1954. Yes. And let us just assume I will die in 2080. Then between this time of my birth and my death is what we could call a dash, a line. You see? 1954-2080. This dash is my life. If I want to put it in a mathematical figure. Thank you very much. The question is, how will I spend this dash? What are my essential needs which I absolutely have to fulfill in this period where the dash is? Is this a good question? Like, before I leave my life, what do I absolutely, I mean absolutely means it's a must, what do I have to have accomplished? This is a good question. Now, obviously, when you ask such a heavy question, it's not easy to give an answer. But I was so absolutely intrigued and fascinated when I read about a conversation between an enlightened soul, Yajnavalkya, and his good wife, Maitreyi. Maitreyi would always ask these very, very intense questions to Yajnavalkya, and Yajnavalkya would say, "This is a very good question." And then he would give an enlightened and inspired answer. And Yajnavalkya said, "The best way to spend this dash is, or to spend your life is, to fulfill just two needs. To love and to be loved." This is the need of the human soul. It just wants two things. We want to love or express our love, and we also want to be loved. Now, yesterday night, I very deeply went into the question. I spent the whole night meditating about this, and went into the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, my favorite shastra. And there Srila Rupa Goswami makes the point that the deepest form of love which we can experience is love for God, and the biggest and greatest need of the human being is to feel the love of God. Hare Krishna. He really makes a very strong case for this, and he's unique, his contribution and how he has proven this and shown this is in spiritual circles, it's just so entirely fascinated. So, if you can learn in this little time which you have, you know, you are a little bracket in the universe. And as I would say, I don't know if Tathagata is still here. And you make a lot of stories around yourself. But, really, in this bracket which we could call our life, this dash, because the point of death, of birth is very brief, and the point of death is also, one day it's there, and then whoosh, the candle goes out. It's really, this is the important phase. You know, this is the long phase. So, in this we have to really focus on developing our love for Krishna and for opening our hearts to the love of Krishna, which is readily available to everyone. Love of Krishna is such an overwhelming feeling that I always like to explain to the devotees when I felt it the first time in a very, very strong way, in a way which almost swept me from my own shoes. It was in Jagannath Puri, and I had followed the invitation of a friend, Radhanath Maharaj, to come for the annual Jagannath Kart Festival. It takes place at a time when I never wanted to visit Jagannath Puri. It was in the summertime. Summertime in Puri, Haribol, is really something else. It's so hot and you can't escape the heat because it's very humid. Humid means wet. And then the wetness of the wet air just goes on your skin and just boils you the whole day. So I'm not very well with heat, and so I was afraid to go there. But I decided on the airplane, well, anyways, I'm going to the Lord of the Universe, and He controls also the heat of the Jagannath Puri atmosphere. So let me just surrender unto Him and give my problem to Him. And He took very nice care. All the time in our hotel, there was a cloud over our hotel, and it rained, and it was very, very nice. So I had already a lot of faith in Lord Jagannath that He is really the controller of the universe by sending this cloud to me. But then the day came. Lord Jagannath had not been available for darshans for, I believe, for 2 weeks, and we waited for Him outside of His temple. We waited for the lion gate to open, and then Lord Jagannath would be carried out by His pujaris on His cart. I don't want to describe in detail all this event. I've written an article about it, but what I remember is that He was supposed to come out at 6 o'clock, and He was not yet out at 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, the heat was intolerable. We had a cloud over our hotel, but not over the place where we waited for Lord Jagannath. And people started to faint left and right from me. There were these welfare workers who had these, you know, water containers on the back, and they would, you know, go like shh, 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 and spray water into your face. Amarananda was there, and the Persian Haridas Thakur fort was also there. Yes. And we were all waiting for the Lord of the Universe to come. And whenever we would ask, when is He coming, the police was looking angry at us and said, why do you ask? He has His own schedule. No human being knows when God comes. So we... And I remember he could come any moment, but he could not come maybe after 12 hours. So I was in a problem because I needed to also go to the bathroom very urgently. But I didn't want to go because what if I'm just somewhere, you know, doing what needs to be done and then the Lord comes. And I'm on the toilet when the Lord comes, you know. So it was a challenge, I remember. And then one person went out and lost his consciousness next to me, and I thought, okay, maybe I'm the next one. But then I remember, all of a sudden there was a big sound. Gong, 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 gong. Ooh, it was so loud that I came to normal consciousness. I said, where do we go? And I just followed everyone rushing to the Lion Gate. And then there was a fragrant smell. I had smelled the smell before in the night. It was Malati flowers. And it's very, very sweet, the smell. And the Lion Gate opened wide. Vroom. The smell came. The air became cool. I can only describe it with sound because it was just so, so real. It was so, so feelable. And then all of a sudden, the Lord came. And the moment he came, he spread such a happy atmosphere. The whole place started to dance and cry in ecstasy, and I was there, and I was overwhelmed by the feelings of the masses. You would know when a huge mass of maybe a million people begins to feel something, then you also feel it. And I was swept, and then I just felt when I saw the Lord for the first time, so much overwhelming love in my heart. I've never felt this. I was bewildered. What is this? And then I was just in ecstasy and I couldn't think any longer. It was just wonderful. So, at that time, I really wish in my life to feel this again, the experience of entering divine love, where you are seen by God, and where God sends you his love, and where you respond to this, and come into the circle of divine love, and are totally captured by this. At that time, you are no longer thinking of material attachments. You are no longer considering other material needs like food or Madhaji's think about often, I must have my moosh, and so on. And you don't think any longer about yoga, Philip. you just are carried into another realm. Can you imagine this? I think we can speculate about it and we can acknowledge it. It is wonderful. Every one of us. And this is the human need. I could feel it. I could really, it was not just any longer philosophy for me. I know it is true from my own experience. So this search for love, for divine love, for ecstatic Krishna consciousness is often blocked in us and not successful because of our covering in this material world, the covering of avidya, Ananda Gopal. This covering has been said to be there since time immemorial. It is something, it's almost like an eternal covering. I mean, not completely eternal, but no one can remember when it started. Anyone who is here has this covering over his soul, this covering of avidya. And therefore, we suffer and we are occupied and absorbed in our mental stories, in our mental pain, in our heart pain, in our physical pains also, our diseases and our problem. So the whole art of life really is to go through this covering of avidya or ignorance and to come to this. Govindanandan, you have to take a dear devotee away from us, Ivo. Maybe someone can tell you how this ends, this lecture. Yeah. It was, you are going now back to Africa?
Yes.
You go with a bus to Zagreb? Yes. Maybe you should think of a rocket. Start your personal rocket, you know, and go everywhere.
Maybe the better idea is to come back to Zagreb.
Yeah, good. So I thank you very much for coming and giving pleasure to our heart. And please continue where we left with our discussion yesterday about, you know, because that's your service, to help us put everything together. And I wish you a very, very nice time, and maybe someone can write you an email how this lecture ends, because now you only know about the avidya. I will tell you in one sentence, chant Hare Krishna and go through this covering of avidya, Ivo, then you know everything. And do it really well. All the best.
Thank you very much, and I love you all.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhav. Yes. So, but we are fortunate, although we are covered by this layer, there is a spark in us. A spark which is like a flame in all this ignorance. And if we can connect to this spark, we have a lot of chance. This spark is sometimes not so easily to be seen, but still you can connect with it. It's that little voice inside of us who tells us just in very clear terms, you need Slobodan. You need freedom from the material circumstances. You want the true spiritual sky, the eternal spiritual sky, and you want to be with the Lord. You want to love the Lord. You want to dance with Him in ecstasy. This spark, which is there, should always be connected, and our life should always be based on this divine spark. This spark also speaks to you in the form of dissatisfaction with your material status quo. Don't we all know this? This voice which tells us, this is not yet it. This is not the life I am meant to live. Isn't it, Braj Kishore? It's very often there. Now, what we often do is we misinterpret this voice and think and become frustrated. Okay, my life is not what it is, and let's be frustrated and we are negative and we are mental. No, no. Whenever you hear this voice, I'm dissatisfied with my life. You can go in two directions. One is frustration and bitterness and misery. The other is you can turn this voice of dissatisfaction into the other direction where it comes from, the spiritual direction, and say, I am a spiritual soul. How can I be satisfied with material life, Vijayaguranga? I must do something on my spiritual side. The greatest mistake people make, in my humble opinion, is when they start to have a little spiritual awakening in the sense that they become dissatisfied and doubtful, then they turn into the material direction, and as a result they become frustrated and bitter and sad and so on. Take this voice and use it for what it really is. That is, it's a little sign of the soul that you need to change something, that you need to go into the spiritual direction. It's a wake-up call. It's good. It's something which is piercing through that avidya layer, this ignorance layer. Of course, avidya wants to misuse it, or this layer wants to misuse it and put it into a material situation. Hare Krishna. Dobro. In Jiva Dharma, the living entity is compared to be a fish who swims in a river. He can choose to go to the left side of the river, the left bank of the river, the left beach of the river, or the right beach of the river. So we always have this ability in us that we can choose to go onto the spiritual side. It never is taken away from the living entity. Let me say like this. It is only taken away from the living entity when he is having a history of misusing this God-given strength, this Svatantra Ratna. My little tip to you is, whenever you feel the voice, and you should be able to feel it by now always, by your spiritual practice, always go to the spiritual direction and use it. And once you listen to this voice, this little voice, which is the voice of the soul, and you learn to distinguish it, and you learn to follow its direction by strong spiritual practice, you will always be able to pierce the covering. Yes. I would like to end this presentation and then see if you have some questions. The way to use this God-given freedom, that God-given strength, which never is entirely covered, is to establish in your life something which is like a fortress, which protects you from the material energy. I do remember when I was last time in Split, I wanted to see something of the Croatian history, and so devotees took me up to this one fantastic fortress. It's really amazing. You see it when you go by car from Zagreb to Split, and it's high up on a mountain, and it is supposed to be unconquerable because it's just so high up. No one can come there who is not already there when the gates are closed. And in spiritual life, there's also a fortress which you should know about in your life. A fortress, once you are in it, nothing can go wrong. No outside force, no mayic force, can capture you again. This fortress is has just three walls. It's really like a triangle fortress. And it consists of the association, the loving association with devotees, where you have loving devotional devotee relationships of service. The other side of this fortress is when you remember the Lord during your life. You are practicing smaranam, meditation about Krishna. And the third wall of that unconquerable fortress, which Maya cannot conquer, Ananda Gopal, you were conquered by sleep for a moment. It means you are not in your fortress. Because then you are unconquerable. The other line is, of all, is Naam Kirtan, or to chant the holy name of the Lord in the right way, I could say. I want to briefly talk about this. When you are with devotees and you want to establish your wall of the fortress with devotees, it's very important that you learn to associate spiritually with devotees. You could also associate materially with devotees, but you have to learn to associate spiritually. I hope during this Japa retreat we gave you some examples how to associate spiritually with devotees. We gave you these exercises where you, and we asked you to discuss about these things. What went well, what did not go so well, and you could learn from each other many, many things. May I ask you, who has learned from other devotees during this Japa retreat? It's amazing, isn't it? Because we actually associated spiritually with each other. We had discussed spiritual subjects. I must say that some of my best realizations came through the association of devotees. So please keep what you have learned in this regard alive. The next wall is to remember Krishna. During this Japa retreat, we tried to do this. We tried to talk about him. We tried to focus on him. We tried to give you some informations which hopefully were interesting for you about Krishna's holy land. We try to have a Krishna darshan and try to think about our relationship to Krishna. The best way, which is told by Mahaprabhu, to remember Krishna is to go to the Bhagavatam for Krishna Smaran. Bhagavatam is an amazing thing. It says that after Krishna left this planet 5,000 years ago, he disappeared, and for a moment the world civilization, or the good people, the sattvatas are people who look towards the eternal world. They were afraid, what will happen if the God leaves now? But as he was leaving, he pointed them to the eastern direction. And from the eastern direction, Krishna came in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam to spread light into this dark Kali age. So I do recommend to you to every day go into the Bhagavatam teachings. And I want to remind you of what our Revoye has said to us at the monastery. He spoke about a certain type of reading, where you first of all study the information, and then you go a step deeper by reflecting about what you have heard, and then you are entering the heart of meditation about the subject matter. No? He has helped us to relish the Bhagavata. My last point for today is, of course, it's called in Sanskrit Nam Smaranam, the last wall of the fortress which helps you against the attacks of Maya is to chant properly the holy name. And the Japa retreat was all about this. Keep your Japa reform notebook with you. Japa reform. How is it called, Kripa Bala?
Japa reform.
Handbook. It's a handbook. It's handy. It can be no need of the handy, the mobilski, telefonski, but have your Japa handbook with your Japa. Have your Japa handbook handy, and then you have the connection. The normal handy goes down to the material energy. This is the Japa handy. It goes up, has a different direction. Japa or chanting the holy name has a different direction than ordinary conversation. It's having a talk with God, really. So have your handbook handy. Handy means have it close by, have the practice close by, and then you can come into this fortress of the spiritual fortress. Now, when I walked up in Split to the fortress, I really wanted to study how this was built, because in spirituality, we also speak about fortresses or a reka. Reka means a protective shield or kavacha. We also speak about it. And I found out that the fortress worked because really it didn't only have high walls. It was at a high place. It was in a high mountain. So you have learned about Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Smaran and Nam Kirtan, the three walls. But you have to build your life also a little bit in a way that you are physically healthy and have a normal situation from which you can operate in your life. You have to see that you are emotionally fulfilled by living in a cultural environment, a spiritual cultural environment where there is good association and some good mental work, you know, that you can think nice thoughts and so on. And you have to also see that your relationships are supportive for this. So I'm thinking a little bit of the fortress like this. It's built on an elevated place, and then it has these wonderful walls so that you can live inside quite happily and so on. So please don't forget that elevated place in your life where you elevate your physical and your emotional and your social life to a good place from where you can build your spiritual fortress and become very, very successful in your spiritual life. Krishna, it was a very wonderful time here. It was Yes. Intense endeavor. I don't know. When I lead these retreats, I'm always after. I have to put a lot of mental energy to try to bring you to a different place where you are normally. And now I will go to a split and celebrate a little. I will visit that fortress again. I will study it again. Maybe I will make photos so that in my next seminar I can show it. Maybe Philip can make photos. Is Philip still there? You know that fortress I'm speaking about? Cleese. I think there's only one fort. It's not the Roman thing, you know. Cleese. You have to go up, and then you look down, and you feel like, oh.
Hare Krishna, so high,
like this, huh? Klish. Klish. Hare Krishna. Yes. Lalita Priyasnam, huh? You know, yes. All right, so let me end here. Do you have any questions? Hare Krishna. Let us not make it too complicated. There's something in spiritual life, it's called paralysis by analysis. It's rather simple. That little voice I was speaking about is that that feeling that you feel the material energy is too narrow for you. Material life doesn't suit you. It is a sign of discontent, and you can build if you are clever and don't allow yourself to become negative, then you can build on this feeling and spiritualize the feeling and use it as a powerful motivation in your spiritual progress. But you, I think, wish to know when is the inspiration which we get coming from Paramatma, and when it is coming from the mind. And the best way, your good name again? Anna. Yes. We have also Mariana. Anna is a very... Anna in Sanskrit means food. Yes, spiritual food, you know. It's a good name. Yeah. So yes, you have, when you are in doubt if this is inspiration of Paramatma, then it's very nice to ask devotees what they feel, because by their intuition they can see, or you can ask exalted, you know, people who are spiritually developed, and they can help you. Because sometimes we are in doubt and we cannot know, you know. Then it's very, very good, Anna, to ask. You were very fired up. I can see now. I think you are thinking, well, why is Sachinanda Swami not taking me so super serious at the moment? I can see you are full up till here. And now please digest it a little. Otherwise we get too excited. Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Krishna. Philip.
I have one technical question.
Okay.
I know that spiritual life is not black and white, but sometimes when you are totally down in Maya or in Tamas, it's very practical, these three doors that you were talking about. First, you are doing some exercises to wake up a little so you are not sleeping.
Yeah.
Then your mind still wanders from one tema to other, then you concentrate your mind on one mantra, and then you make prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know, is when you make prayers, does that mean that you bring up some devotion, or is the fourth door when the Krishna opens, then the devotion comes?
Very good, very good point. Very, very good point. In prayer, I'm speaking now about, there are two types of prayers, individual prayers, and there's also following the authorized or the prayers of the enlightened souls, being Kunti or the great devotees. So I personally recommend for opening the heart the prayers of people whose heart is already open. Because by entering the mood of their prayers and chanting their prayers, you become influenced with the bhakti shakti which comes from them. And that's really, to answer your question precisely, that's already something of the fourth door. It's already the door opening a little bit, because it's really empowerment which happens at that time.
So that devotion
of comes to you. It's not something which is self-generated. Yes. Yes. Kripa Pala will have the last question, because we really want to go. Yes, Kripa Pala. I would say both is necessary. The Sanskrit works on the level of sound vibration, and the English or Slovenian, or your local language, works on the level of the mind, where we understand, and the intelligence, where we understand. So both levels, all levels should work. The Sanskrit has a spiritual sound vibration which touches the soul, and the English I think you are from Slovenia, the Slovenian language touches our intelligence and our mind. You must know, in other words, Prabhupada always said it, it's very important to know what you are praying. Not that you just chant. I remember I had a tape, I don't know where it is, but Prabhupada, after the Guru Puja, asked, do you know what you are singing? No. Prabhupada was in his lion mood at that time, because, you know, there was a scandal in our movement. The scandal was, there was a Japanese girl who said she was the only heir to Toyota. Toyota is Toyota cars. You know? They have the sign like this, and then like Goranga, they have the sign, you know. Toyota, have you heard? This is a Ka, like Sastava. So she had come, and I mean, it was amazing. At that time, I think we were in a skyscraper. We had a skyscraper temple. You know these buildings in Manhattan where you go like this. And she would say, I'd love to pay the skyscraper. And everyone gave her deluxe treatment because, I mean, she was Mrs. Toyota. And then it was just something, you know, it was really Maya that we also reacted like that. We wanted to have the skyscraper as a temple, but so now we were a little bit focused on the skyscraper. Somehow this lady had just come to disturb everything. She had offered, for instance, chicken to the deities. Which is not something which we are very pleased with, you know, to say it very polite. And I even don't know. I heard it in Germany, and I was saying I don't even want to know what it's really like in the Bible, you know, some devil comes and tempts John in the desert, you know, and it was really one of these stories. And there was one man was involved with this. And then Prabhupada visited this temple, and with one glance he could see everyone was in Maya. What has happened, Damayanti? A bird is there. So she, the Mrs. Toyota, came like a bird. and just went into the head of everyone. And everyone was talking about Mrs. Toyota. And Prabhupada, he came to the temple, and he could see that the whole temple was in Toyota consciousness. Somehow, you know, it was Maya, it was illusion. And Prabhupada was very intense at this moment. He said, do you follow the process? And everyone was shocked. I remember I heard the tape and I was going like, wow, I'm happy I'm not there now. You know? It was really, Prabhupada was... And then we had just finished singing the Guru Pooja. The Prabhupada said, do you know what it means? And you know, when your spiritual master asks you such a question and you know already what he feels, you don't start defending yourself. You know, you just start to, okay, what is his point now? So Prabhupada was really... Someone started to give the translation, and Prabhupada just waited until he couldn't, until he ran out of steam and didn't know any longer. And it was his point. You don't know what you are doing. You have to learn what you are doing. Otherwise, Maya will come. And then I think he said, Maya will come as Mrs. Toyota. Later it turned out it was not Mrs. Toyota. It was just some, you know, sometimes people, I don't know if you have met them, but there are people with this psychological conditioning that they try to pretend to be someone they are not. Maybe you know these people. Maybe they live in your apartment. But it can be almost, you know, a little, I think, is normal that we all are a little, But it can be a little bit too much, and this was in the case of Mrs. Toyota, you know. Hare Krishna. So Maya will come in different disguises. I gave you one story of Mrs. Toyota, how she came. And work on your fortress. Huh? Work on your protection. I thank you very, very much. Please excuse me that sometimes, just to wake you up, I'm a little bit strong. I think I have a good heart by now. I mean it with good intention, but I know sometimes I just hit a nerve and someone goes like, ow! I'm sorry. I wish you a nice time and I will see you very soon. I will start traveling on Tuesday to Germany. Well, our German devotees have left already yesterday. Then I will come after 2 weeks to Zagreb to this Sunday program. Not this Sunday. Yes. Sunday in two weeks. Yes. It's very short. Or is it 3 weeks? 3 weeks, Krishna. 3 weeks, yes. And see many of you. And Hare Krishna, may you be blessed that you can actually make good use of this experience. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Jai Jai Radhe Jai Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. If I may ask you, if we can thank one more time the three Haribol to our dear facilitator who really opened our hearts and who gave his best to inspire us to go further in our spiritual life and who gave us so much knowledge and so many insights that we can practice. And yes, three more times, please. From the heart. Hare Haribol! Hare Haribol!
Nandini, wolltest du nicht noch Ansagen machen? Wolltest du nicht noch Ansagen machen nach der, ja, wegen wie die fahren und so weiter? Oh ja, gut, gut.